In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. From the Gospel of today, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. الإنسان الصالح من الكنز الصالح في القلب يخرج الصالحات والإنسان الشرير من الكنز الشرير يخرج الشرور. And from the Pauline also too, it's written, let a man so consider us as servant of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. لنكون وكلاء لأسرار المسيح. Today is the third day in the Pa'un, and as we know that the Pa'un, the Shahr Pa'un or Shahr Pa'una, the month of the Pa'un, came after the Pentecost, and all the readings in the fourth Sundays in Pa'un talked about the work of the Holy Spirit in the church. الأربع أسابيع اللي هنتكلم فيهم في شهر بقونا بيتكلموا عن عمل الروح القدس في الكنيسة. And also we celebrate today and before yesterday the receive of the relics, a part of relics of Saint Mark the evangelist to Egypt. And I can't go without take this opportunity to talk about Saint Mark. Our Christianity and our beliefs and our heart and what we trust in God, it's according to Saint Mark the evangelist. We have to admit this. We are good Christians from Egypt and the Orthodoxy in the Orthodoxy way, only according to Saint Mark the evangelist. That's why our intercessor is Saint Mark. And I will do the relation between the celebration of Saint Mark and also about the work of the Holy Spirit in the church. We know that Saint Mark came to Egypt at 61 AD. He came from Libya. And he preached the word of God in Egypt. And the last, before weeks ago, we went to Egypt and we went also to Luxor and Aswan. And we saw the civilization of the Pharaoh. And we wonder about how Saint Mark came to Egypt and he preached the word. Without the Holy Spirit inside him, he couldn't do anything. One man he changed, I think, not only in Egypt and all the world also too. And after he preached the word in Egypt, he was martyred in the street of Alexandria. And the streets of Alexandria received the blessings of his blood. And our grandfathers in Alexandria said that every Sunday they hear a lot of prayers in the streets, and especially in the mosque, Tnim Nabi Daniel. And they heard a lot of prayers on Sunday in this place, and this place especially, where Saint Mark was martyred. How blessings and grace that we will receive in Egypt. And after a while, from this century to the 9th century, his body and his relics was in Alexandria, in the cathedral of Saint Mark in Alexandria, until some sailors came from Venice, Italy, and they stole the relics of Saint Mark, the body, but not the head. The head was still in Egypt, in Alexandria. And they went to Italy. And why especially Italy? The people in Venice believed that the intercessor of this place especially is Saint Mark also too, because Saint Mark also went to Rome. And if we see the flag of Venice, we will see a lion with the wings. Their intercessor also Saint Mark, and they love Saint Mark. That's why they stole the body, and they believe that Saint Mark should be in Italy, not in Egypt. And finally, Pope Kyrillos, after a lot of negotiation, starting in 1965, a negotiation with Pope of Rome, St. Paul VI. They accept to receive a part of the relics of St. Mark in 1968. And we saw a lot of videos about what happened when Pope Kyrillos received the relics of St. Mark. It was at 11 p.m. in airport, and a lot of gathering of people was in airport waiting St. Mark. And they saw two doves appeared this night. And Pope Kyrillos took St. Mark in his bosom and was very happy. This was in 17 of Paun, before yesterday. And today, in the same day, it was the first liturgy in Amber Waves in Cairo, and they put the relics of St. Mark under the altar of Amber Waves. And they asked, Pope Kyrillos was very happy. And one of the bishops asked Pope Kyrillos, why you are happy? He said, I saw St. Mark is happy because he came back to his country. And we are the son of St. Mark. If I read the Pauline again, in first epistle of St. Paul to Corinthians 4:1, let a man so consider us as a servant of Christ and steward of the mysteries of God. Wukale. If Saint Mark was a steward of Jesus Christ and he preached the word to all the people, we are the same as him. We are steward and we are servants of Jesus Christ. And if I am a steward, it means that God give me a treasure and I have to take care about this treasure. And the first treasure gave it to St. Mark, it was a money. It was earthly thing. عطلو فلوس كتير في الأول. And St. Mark was very happy, but he admit that this money, it's not coming from himself, it's coming from God. He is a steward on this money only because God gave him this money. And when the barbarian took the money from their parents, they were not upset at all. This money came from God. I'm only steward on this treasure. Someone took from me, okay. And they went to Jerusalem. And God give them again some more money there. St. Mark was very educated well. He knew very well the Greek language, the Romanian, and the Hebrew. And what he decided only to follow Jesus Christ. He and his parents open the door of their house to Jesus Christ. They are a steward on their money, but the steward of his money, not their money. هم وكلاء بس على حاجات ربنا عطاها لهم. Everything in their hands, give it to Jesus Christ. When he asked about where I will take my last supper, they opened their house. This is the level of some work. In my level, I am a steward on the money what it give it from God. Give it to me from God. And I have some time to give to Jesus Christ this money. By helping the people, by helping everybody in the church. I'm a steward only. This is my responsibility. I'm a steward only on this money. And in another point, he was a steward in something spiritually. Saint Mark was very good to help the people. It's something in his personality. For example, he served all the disciples and Jesus Christ during the Last Supper by himself. The second, they chose before St. Paul and Barnabas to go to serve. And suddenly St. Mark said, I want to go with you, I want to serve. And they accept him. Come with us to serve. This one a talent that he has in his personality. But he used this talent for God. That's why I have to search inside me what is the talent inside me. This is the Holy Spirit which is give me a gift as a talent, as a money and everything. Then I have to search and I have to think how I help the people and how I help the church by my talent. Not only I help myself and small family. No, this is a talent which is a gift from God. And this is exactly what I have to do. Saint Mark found that inside him he can help the people. That's why he helped all the people. Also, another point for Saint Mark. He was precise. When we read the Gospel of Saint Mark, we will find only the Gospel which is arranged by time. For example, if we read all the Gospels, we will find, for example, Matthew. He tried to gather and collect many things together. It's not arranged by time. And the other evangelists also do the same. For example, in Matthew, the parables, one in the beginning and one in the end and one in the middle, which is not arranged. But Saint Mark, if we go through Saint Mark Gospel, it's written by time. Exactly. He was precise. He can arrange every single thing very well. And he used also this talent to help the church and the people. He wrote the Gospel, and also he wrote the first liturgy for the church. الأول قداس الكرولوسي, Saint Cyril. And also from my level, I have also to be precise. Not only in my home and with my kids, with my family. Also, if I'm come to the church, for example, and I found anything not arranged, I have to arrange. If I'm a servant in the church, and I have to be precise, and I have to be with my kids in Sunday school or the service, I have to be in the right way. And also with my family, I have to be precise. Today is Sunday and we have to start the liturgy at 8. I have to be here at 8. That's why in the gospel, this gospel today, it was written, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. My heart, it is filled from a good things from the Holy Spirit. It already filled by It's full by everything good from the Holy Spirit, but I have to keep the Holy Spirit work inside me. And I have to help the Holy Spirit to work with me. I have to work with the talents which God gave it to me. And I have to be precise in my life with God, my spiritual life. And I have to pray, I have to talk to God. I have to open the gospel every day. He is waiting me. I have to use my talent to help the people in the church. Even the earthly things that I have, that God gave it to me, like the money, I have also to use the money to help the people and help the church and help everybody. And I have to be precise in all my life. Maybe the intercession of Saint Mark and the Holy Spirit is working with me. Ciao, Arad, by His grace, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Cheers.